start this second quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game. Right now, the score is St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc 7, Chillicothe 0. As we are coming to you live from Spratt Stadium on the campus of Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph, Missouri. Chillicothe is still huddled up with Coach Phil Willard over on the north sidelines. St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc's defense is already set and ready to go. All right, here we go. Penalties galore in the first quarter, especially on the Hornets' side of the ball. Both teams have had one turnover tonight.
Well, this is the third straight week we've talked about it. Turnovers and penalties.
Mason Palmer is into the ball game for the Hornets. He'll be wide to the right. Gannon and Hatfield will be split in the backfield. Lewis has a balanced line in front from the 25, fakes the pitch back to Hatfield, gives it short handoff to DJ Gannon.
Another
flag.
He
gets up to the 24, but there's a flag on the play in the Hornet backfield. Holding the call again, Randy.
Bring it back again.
Drew Garrett was in on the tackle that time for St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc. Drew, a 6'2", 250-pound senior defensive lineman for LeBlanc. Randy, I wanted to tell you, I believe it had to be you. You're the only Randy Dean I know. Happy birthday, by the way, this last week. I saw Martin House had a sign up wishing you happy birthday.
Yeah, I want to thank Mr. Voorhees there, the owner of Martin House, for putting that up. That kind of made my day yesterday. That's a 10-yard flag, so it'll be first and 20 from the 15-yard line for Chillicothe. And they just have not done anything to impress anyone this game. LeBlanc playing a fine ball game so far.
Vincent and Gannon split in the backfield. Hatfield is flanked tight to the left. Now he goes in motion to the right as Lewis takes a snap. Reverse in the backfield, goes to Hatfield. He crosses the 15, the 20, the 25, 30, 35. He goes. He's got the first down and a couple more.
Hang
as he gets out to the 37 of Chillicothe. A first down for the Hornets. Just what the doctor ordered. Chucky Kemp in on the tackle from his safety position.
Nice block by Jacob Lewis there on the corner to allow some running space for Hatter, who is our senior spotlight this week, says he kind of prefers blocking to carrying, but so far he's had a couple of good runs, the only two really nice runs that we've gone for so far. That went for, what, about 21 yards?
21 yards. Two wide receivers this time will be wide to the right for the Hornets. That's Hart and Hatfield. Vincent and Gannon are split in the backfield. Handoff goes to Vincent. He's met at the line of scrimmage, spins off the defender, but falls down after a gain of 1 yard.
Yeah, a tough one. That LeBlanc, the scouting report on them is that their defensive front is pretty decent. Their linebacker's a little suspect. So if you can make it past that initial point of attack, you stand a good gain. If you can't make it past that initial point of attack, we've seen both cases right at the last two plays.
Second and 9 for the Hornets. Ball sitting at the Chillicothe 32-yard line as LeBlanc is right now defending the east goal line. Handoff to Gannon. He's pushed back for a loss. Back to the, they're actually going to say he got back to the line of scrimmage, but he was pushed back further than that. No gain on second down for the Hornets, and a timeout will be called by Chillicothe.
Again, trying to run right up the middle, right off the tackle, which has not worked.
We have a third down and 9 for the Hornets at their own 36-yard line. LeBlanc gets set on defense. Chillicothe will have Guy Vincent wide to the right as Lewis goes under center. He has got Gannon and Hatfield in the backfield. Back to pass goes Lewis. Lewis looking over to the right or on the south sidelines. It's caught by Hart at the 48. He turns up field, goes out of bounds at the 48 of LeBlanc. First down, Chillicothe. Good throw, good catch from quarterback to tight end there for the Hornets.
I think that may be Hart's first catch of the season. Nice to see the big man get one. And, you know, once he can get that ball caught and tucked away, he's a big target to try and move, to try and bring down all the way down into the 48.
I want to say a big Hornet hello to my son Hayden Simmer listening back in Chillicothe on KCHI. Also, hi to my daughter Jensen, who's going to be celebrating her 12th birthday on September 21st. Vincent gets the pitch back, evades a couple of the defenders as he crosses midfield and gets down to the Lafayette 45-yard line. It looked like he gained more, Randy, but he actually only gained about 3 yards there, as that play was drawn up very well by Joe Voltmer and the rest of the Golden Eagle defense.
Voltmer is a returning starter from last year, good all-around athlete. I remember calling his name last year a few times. Down to the 45, call it a gain of 3. LeBlanc leading Chillicothe 7-0 in the second quarter. You heard me. LeBlanc 7, Chillicothe nothing.
Hornets have two backs split in the backfield. Vincent is one of them, and he gets the call. Hits the wall of St. Joe LeBlanc and is pushed back. No gain. Not a thing, buddy.
They're not giving up anything in that middle. There's nothing there for him to run into.
Well, guy's more of a round-the-corner type of runner. You get him in the open field, extremely difficult to catch. Colin McEnany, a 5'10", 137-pounder, and Nolan Nadolski were in on the tackle for the Golden Eagles. They're actually going to give him 1 yard there, so it's third down and 6 for the Hornets. Ball sitting at the 44 of LeBlanc. Counter pitch in the backfield. It goes to Vincent. He's in the back in the secondary, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, knocked out of bounds. They're going to say back at the 4.
That's a 40-yard gain, and again, that's Vincent's bread and butter. Get him outside, get him in some space, and he can outrun a lot of people. Nice run there on that Chillicothe bread and butter play. Gain of 40 yards, and it's first and goal from the 4, and I always need to check for yellow before or after any good play by Chillicothe.
Austin Dawkins on the touchdown saving tackle there for the Golden Eagles. And just like about 5 minutes earlier, where Golden LeBlanc scored down at the East End, hopefully the Hornets will do the same. Two backs are in the backfield. Quarterback sneak. Whistle blown as the ball is snapped. Timeout called by the Chillicothe Hornets. Wow. Lewis had a good gain on that quarterback sneak, but they called the timeout with 8:43 remaining in this first half. Chillicothe trails at 7-0, but they're threatening. First and goal at the Golden LeBlanc 4-yard line. Just joining us, Chillicothe right now is trailing 7-0. To the winless St. Joe Bishop Lawn Golden Eagles with 8:43 remaining second quarter, but the Hornets do have it first and goal at the east end of the field at the Golden Eagles 4-yard line. Vincent, Gannon, and Hatfield are in the backfield. Now Vincent goes tight to the right as Lewis has a strong line to the right. Handoff goes to Gannon, hits one defender in the backfield, hits a second at the 2, gets down to the 1.
Yeah, it's going to be just short. Didn't get the football stretched out before his knee went down, so it'll be second and goal from the 1.
Dawkins and Dillon in on the tackle for LeBlanc. Gannon was looking for his 5th rushing touchdown of the season on that carry.
And just to put this into perspective, LeBlanc's last 2 games, they lost 54-0 and 55-0 to 2 opponents we've yet to play, and here they're leading us 7-0.
Strong line to the left for the Hornets. Hatfield this time is flanked tight to the left. Handoff goes to Gannon. Hit right at the line of scrimmage by number 30. Wrapped around the knee. Good tackle there by number 30. Or let's see, they don't have a 30 on here. Must have been 40. Kyle Fuson, a freshman, 5'9", 140 pounds.
Yeah, I missed who it was, but it was a pretty good play.
Third and goal, Randy. Third and goal for the Hornets at the Golden Eagle 1-yard line.
I think it may have been 33, Jeremiah Wigden, a junior linebacker.
Wilkerson's coming to the ball game at the fullback. He gets it. He stood up, but he drives forward. They've not signaled a touchdown yet. I thought that tall frame of his would have given him the touchdown, but no touchdown. No touchdown as the Golden Eagles are patting themselves on the shoulder pads. They are fired up. I'm talking the nose of the ball is almost painted right there on the goal line white. 7:05 remaining second quarter, and Chillicothe calls their third and final timeout of this first half.
You've got first and goal from the 4, and now it's fourth and goal, and you've had to take 2 timeouts in this 4 plays.
Oh, boy.
I just...
We're going to keep it right here, Randy, as we've got quite a ball game going here at Spratt Stadium, Missouri Western State University here in St. Joe, Missouri. Beautiful facility as it's been upgraded tremendously with the Kansas City Chiefs coming here for their preseason practices. Thank you, Randy. And right now, LeBlond, their fans are fired up over here, all in their purple and copper or gold color. As the Hornets break huddle, LeBlond gets set on defense. Look for the quarterback sneak here. That's been the bread and butter for the last couple of years for Jacob Lewis. He's got three backs in the backfield. Here's a flag, a whistle blown as the ball is snapped.
You see a flag anywhere?
I don't see the flag. LeBlond is fired up. They're happy. They're happy. It's got to be against the Hornets, but where's the yellow? False start is called. So do you not move the ball back there? I'm not trying to root against the Hornets, but penalty.
Maybe it's a false start against LeBlond.
Here they go. They're moving the ball back to the 5-yard line of LeBlond. So it's fourth and goal for the Hornets at the LeBlond 5-yard line. 7:05 remains here in the second quarter. Hornets trail it 7-0, and another stoppage in play. This time called timeout by Tony Dudek and the Golden Eagles. We've got 7 minutes, 5 seconds remaining, first half. Chilligotti trails it 7-0, but they have the ball. Fourth and goal at the Golden Eagles 5-yard line. Coming out of a Golden Eagles timeout, we are. Here's Lewis under center. Wilkerson, Hatfield split in the backfield. Vincent wide to the right. Now he comes in motion back to the line. Back to pass goes Lewis. Pressure. He's pressured. He's sacked all the way back at the 15-yard line by number 87. That is Joe Voltmer, a 6'3", 270-pound senior. He grabbed Lewis. He's lucky, that he didn't fumble the ball, because Voltmer grabbed him on his right wrist where the ball was held.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and it's officially the 14-yard line. Chillicothe, second and goal at the 1, and doesn't make it in. This might be a historic night.
St. Joe Bishop LeBlond, 0-24 in the Midland Empire Conference since re-entering in 2008 football season. They've got the ball as they held the Hornets on 4 downs inside their own 5. McCullough in shotgun formation. 2 backs are in the backfield. Handoff goes to Dawkins. He's got a running room around the left side. Evades one defender at the 15. He's up to the 20. They're trying to strip the ball from Dawkins. He finally goes down. The referee's late whistle there as Dawkins was getting beat to a pulp. They're going to give him his forward progress up to the 21. Close to a first down, but about 2 yards short.
Well, good effort there by Dawkins.
Leading the charge for the Hornet defense, Austin Hatfield and Drew Wilkerson. Second down, they're going to say a gain of 7 there. Second down and 3 for the Golden Eagles. Thrasher to the right. Chucky Kemp to the left. McCullough in shotgun formation. Behind him, Dawkins. Dawkins gets the call. Goes around the right side, brought down for a loss of about 1 yard. Back to the 20 they go, does the Golden Eagle offense. Tackle made by Jacob Lewis.
Nice defensive stop that time for, as you said, loss of 1. So 3rd and 4, and if they can make a stop here, they have a chance of getting the ball back in possibly respectable position. Maybe enough time for a drive.
Cool evening here in St. Joe, Missouri. No precipitation. Really a nice night for football. Chucky Kemp will be wide to the left. Wide to the right is Thrasher. McCullough has Dawkins behind him in a shotgun formation. McCullough goes back to pass, throws quickly a slant to Chucky Kemp. It's caught at the 25. He's brought down quickly at the 27. First down, Golden Eagles. Tackle made by number 10, Austin Bussey.
LeBlond 7, Chillicothe nothing. LeBlond driving again here in the second quarter. Under 6 minutes to play. LeBlond's ball at their own 27-yard line. Gain of 7 that time for a first down.
LeBlond leads it 7-0 over the visiting Chillicothe Hornets. Kemp now goes wide to the right. Thrasher wide to the left. Shotgun formation for McCullough. Lots of Hornets up on the line of scrimmage. Handoff, no. Yes, handoff to Dawkins. It was a delay. Up to the 30, Dawkins goes. Late flag comes in. Hits DJ Gannon in the back of the head.
Well, it'd still probably be on us somehow.
Dawkins got out to the 32 of LeBlanc, but let's see what the penalty is here. They're talking to one of the captains, Boltmer, of the LeBlanc offense. It is a penalty against the Hornets. That should be an automatic first down.